Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B Podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. And here we go. Question number one, in a few sentences, tell us who you are and what do you do?
Hi, I'm Dan Nelson. I'm the co-founder and chief content officer of Startup Economics 101. I also have a couple other startups that I run on the side. And recently, I'm a recovering accountant, and I had been providing virtual CFO services to startups and small businesses.
Love it. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
It's the entrepreneurs. I think that the entrepreneurs and the people that are part of the business have proven me wrong so many times and are capable of anything that they could set their mind to.
Perfect. Question number three, I'm hearing from other top executives that getting from decision makers is a challenge. What are your thoughts?
If you're selling something and those companies aren't pulling it out of your business, maybe you should reevaluate what you're selling, because a sale should happen when they need you as much as you need them.
Perfect. I like the answer there. Question number four, and you're ahead of schedule. You got 8 minutes left.
Question number four,
what advice would you share of other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
I think that the most important thing that you could do from an early side is just start thinking about the quantitative side of your business. There's so many data points and signals that are everywhere, from your customer acquisition to your email marketing to your internal metrics, that if you had a better, fuller picture of how all of those functions within your business works, you're able to constantly make smarter decisions, you're able to better allocate capital and people, and you're able to really listen to what your customers say. And so always just think about the different data points and the KPIs that you would need, and then understand how those connect to each other. Oftentimes people have hired people like me, but I think at the end of the day, the best way to think about it is just when you're starting from zero, when you're just opening up in the morning, what are all the functions that help you get from that point zero to a customer? Oftentimes there's sales, logistics, inventory, supply chain, salespeople, marketing people, product people, support, whatever all of those different functions are. As the entrepreneur, as a leader of a company, the more that you can understand what those individual components are, what the KPIs that drive them and how they connect to each other, I think you'll have a much better understanding of your business. And even more importantly, you'll be able to better error check what happens if you miss a KPI. Or if you're different, right? Part of the value of understanding the data is not saying, well, we're at 4 today. It's, we thought we were going to be at 2. We started at 20. And over the last 6 months, we did X, Y, and Z to get to 4. And I think that being able to unpackage all of that data and that information clearly and consistently is one of the most important skills that anybody could have.
I love it there. Now let's pretend that I'm totally a noob. What is KPI?
So KPI is a key performance indicator. And it's really any just piece of data. It could be qualitative, meaning that it could be just smiley faces, check marks, and rainbows, or it could be quantitative, where you're really looking at specific numbers. Different KPIs have different flavors and how you want to track them, but they're all different. Every single business is unique to itself and the people within it. And I always say that, you know, Uber and Lyft basically do the same thing, but they do it very differently. So you can't, it's not a one-to-one transfer if you're going to take the business owners and the leaders from one business and move them into the next and say, go, because they are individual to that company. So just understand from A to 0 to 1, how you get all the steps there.
Perfect. Love it there. Let's get to question number five. What top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
I think this is a really loaded question for me. So I'm part of a community here in New York City called Startup Leadership Program. And there is a tremendous amount of brilliant leadership and creativity in that community. I think some of the folks that were my program leaders that have still stayed with the program are absolutely brilliant folks. You know, one comes to mind, Dmitry Koltunov, who is one of the co-founders of a company called Alice. And they're experiencing a lot of really unique challenges. And I think he's a brilliant, mindful person. And then Tejpal Bhatia, who's one of the heads of Google Cloud for startups. And so he actually gets a chance to really provide services to a lot more businesses and see a lot of how different things are working. And both of those, because they run this community and they're also sell to other businesses, have their fingers on the pulse of a lot of this.
Perfect. I'll look them both up when we're done here. But we got to get to question number six. This is the most important question, Dan. I need you to focus on this one. Tell me about your first time, your first sale.
I've sold lots of different things over my career, but in regards to Startup Economics 101, actually the first sale happened when someone asked if I can come in and teach accounting to a group of entrepreneurs. And so, the whole curriculum was actually developed off of that first question, but being able to, understand the needs of the cohort, understand the needs of the group, and make sure that the content that I was delivering and the angle that I was delivering it matched what they were looking for. That first time led me down this great pathway of creating curriculum and getting a chance to work with entrepreneurs all over the place.
Love it. Love it there. Dan, you've got 2 minutes and 20 seconds left. This is promo time. Ask me a question. Talk about the Mario behind you. Or since the best note wouldn't be concise and when to end, we can end early. Go.
Well, first off, there's lots of great Easter eggs behind me, all sorts of stuff. But the Mario and Luigi were actually one on my bachelor party by me and my brother. So that's a great story there. But for entrepreneurs, the biggest piece of advice I love to say is just control what you can control, right? There's a lot that happens that's out of your control, and especially now in these crazy times. So if you're not happy with the results that you're getting, rather than blame the results, look at what you're doing on the other side, right? Mm-hmm. If you're not getting the sales responses you want, send more emails. That's in your control. Change the content of the emails, when you're sending them, how you're sending them, how you're communicating with people. Those things are always in your control as a business owner. And I think by focusing on that, as opposed to some of the other more esoteric things, you're able to kind of build better businesses and better startups. And when you want to learn more about how to quantitatively track and understand all that information, then you come to Startup Economics 101. And we're developing all sorts of new content, and we do custom classes and custom groups. But mostly the idea is, how do you relate this stuff that I've done my whole career to anybody's, to give them the tools to be more successful.
Perfect. Perfect. We got 1 minute and 55 seconds left. There's anything else you want to add, or we can end early and that's okay.
Let's end early. I think this was a great conversation. I appreciate the time, and I always love giving people time back at the end of these Zoom calls. So thank you.
We're giving people time back. You pulled it off. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it.
StartupEconomics101.com.
In the description, it's magic. There we go. Dan, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you so much, Bob.
You're welcome. For everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. I am Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.